On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, here's the question. Do you have the tools to stand firm in a culture increasingly at odds with God's word? Well, the Unshaken Conference is on the calendar Saturday, April 5th. It'll be a full-day event, 8:30 to 5 at Calvary Church Albuquerque, Osuna, west of Jefferson. And you will leave, God willing, equipped to confront cultural lies with biblical truth. And joining us today is the folks you'll be hearing from on April 5th, Dr. Frank Turek, Alisa Childers, and Natasha Crane. And thank you all for taking the time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
It's great to be with you.
Okay, now I'm going to ask that you all be patient. This is probably the longest intro I've been through, but there's a reason I'm doing this. There is value in actually, you know, you say you get what you pay for. You're going to get much more than you paid for by attending the conference, and you'll realize that by the end of our time today. Our guests include, as I mentioned, Dr. Frank Turek from crossexamine.org, a dynamic speaker, master's degree from George Washington University, doctorate from Southern Evangelical Seminary, award-winning author and co-author of Hollywood Heroes, How Your Favorite Movies Reveal God, Stealing from God, Why Atheists Need God to Make Their Case, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, Correct, Not Politically Correct, and Legislating Morality. And as I mentioned, the website is crossexamine.org. He also writes a column for townhall.com. And I have to mention, this is a former Navy aviator. Frank, thanks again for your time. And for all, man, what a body of work.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate being on.
But go ahead.
You don't really have to go through any of that anymore. Nobody cares. Come on.
Well,
my mom does, and she's not listening. Yeah, so don't worry about it.
Well, and like I said, I'm building this up. When people go on and see the ticket price, which is already phenomenal, which, by the way, I want to mention this before the end of our time. The pricing structure is designed to get young people there. So you need to be aware of that and plan on that. Alisa Childers, alisachilders.com, is an author of Another Gospel, Live Your Truth and Other Lies, and co-author of The Deconstruction of Christianity, national speaker and apologist and former CCM recording artist with Dove Award-winning Zoe Girl, of which I spun some of those, Alisa, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Back in the day, huh?
Well, yeah, a little gray hair here. But alisachilders.com, and then Natasha Crane, natashacrane.com, another national speaker, author of When Culture Hates You, Persevering for the Common Good as Christians in a Hostile Public Square, Faithfully Different, Regaining Biblical Clarity in a Secular Culture, and Talking with Your Kids About Jesus, Talking with Your Kids About God, Keeping Your Kids on God's Side, and articles for Focus on the Family magazine and Christian Research Journal. She's a podcaster on the Natasha Crane podcast and co-host Unshaken Faith podcast, an MBA in Marketing and Statistics from UCLA and a BA in Economics from USC, certificate in Christian Apologetics from Biola University. All right, now let's jump right to the conference content. The theme is exposing the darkness. Natasha, I wanted to start with you. What does it mean for Christians to expose the darkness?
Well, we use this as our conference theme based on Ephesians 5:11, which says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. And so we feel like Christians want to be salt and light in the culture. We want to get out there and shine God's light. But at the same time, a lot of times we don't really know where exactly to do that. And so our purpose in this conference is really twofold. Number one, it is to identify the darkness, because you can't expose what you can't first identify. Darkness, by its very nature, hides stuff, right? It hides the evil, and evil likes to continue in the darkness. And so we want to help Christians to identify some of the most pressing areas of darkness in our current culture today. Every culture is going to have their own areas of darkness. We never have a culture throughout time that has been increasingly light. We always have darkness, but what does that look like today? So we want to help Christians to understand that based on the topics that we're covering. And then second, we want to understand, well, how do you effectively be God's light in the darkness. If we want to shine light and be salt and light, as Jesus tells us in Matthew 5 on the Sermon on the Mount, what does that look like when it comes to these issues specifically? And in the morning sessions, we also talk about some things at a bigger picture level that Christians have to understand about the nature of public influence, not just on the individual issues that we're covering in the conference, like abortion and gender and sexuality, but just in a broader sense. What does it look like to be out there advocating for the common good? So all of those things are what we mean by exposing the darkness based on Ephesians 5:11.
All right. And Elisa, what are barriers Christians face in being God's light today that you hope the conference is going to be addressing?
I think a lot of Christians have a misunderstanding about what the Bible says about how Christians are supposed to engage with the people they live with in community. And so what I'm seeing is that there are these macro level issues, like what we see coming in with radical gender theory into the public schools, and what people might more loosely refer to cultural Marxism or wokeness. But then also helping Christians understand that you can't really avoid these things as a Christian, because as our friend Dr. Erwin Lutzer says, it's not that we're bringing the war to culture, it's that culture is bringing the war to us. And so they're trying to redefine terms, which is really putting individual Christians into some really precarious situations in their workplaces, maybe in their communities, even their churches and Bible studies. That's something that I really like to focus on, is helping Christians understand how what's going on in culture tends to want to come into the church as well, and what that might look like. So what we're hoping to do is help the average Christian understand everything from what's happening on a macro level to how that might apply to, for example, you get a new job. We know people who have experienced things like this. Maybe you get a new job, and then one of the requirements for your job is to put your pronouns in your LinkedIn profile or whatever the software system might be that your business is using. And then what is a Christian supposed to do when that culture war comes to their door? Or maybe it's a public school teacher who is being pressured to put the rainbow sticker on her door to signify that she is a safe place. And what does that even mean? And what does that communicate to the students? And there are people that I meet night after night when I speak at different conferences, they're having to make these very tough decisions when culture brings that to our door. So I think that's one of the things that we're really hoping to help Christians understand. And the sad thing that we've also learned from talking with a lot of people at our previous Unshaken conferences and elsewhere as we do ministry is that a lot of Christians express that their pastors, certainly not all pastors, but some pastors are afraid to even talk about these issues because they see it as being something that is maybe outside of the gospel or just a social issue that people could just have a different opinion on. And certainly there are secondary issues that Christians can agree to disagree about. But without guidance from the pulpit and from our spiritual leaders, it's leaving a lot of Christians wondering how they're supposed to be in a culture that has lost its mind. So that's what we're hoping to do.
All right. And then Frank, what are some of the costs, you know, counting the cost? It's a term familiar to most evangelical Christians. What are some of those costs that Christians are going to face when they're exposing the darkness?
Well, a lot of people might lose their jobs, they think, or they might not be hired in the first place. And so that is always something that frightens people, and rightfully so. No one wants to be out of a job. People want to be able to support their family. So how can you navigate that shrewdly and not cave into the culture while you can still make a living? And I had some personal experience with this that I'll talk about at the Unshaken conference that we're going to do here at Calvary Church. And it is it April 3rd? Am I getting the date
April,
right?
April 5th is a Saturday.
April 5th. Okay. That we're going to be there talking about this. It's all day on Saturday, and we're going to have time for Q&A. We're going to cover a lot of ground and give people some real practical ways of dealing with these issues. We're going to talk about things like, what if your child comes to you and says, I'm trans or I'm gay? What do you do? What do you say? Yeah. How do you move forward? What do you do when your employer says you need to put your pronouns in there, or you need to come to this LGBTQ tolerance training or whatever it is? How can you navigate that? Those are the kind of things we're going to talk about.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're prepping you for the Unshaken Conference. As Frank mentioned, it'll be at Calvary Church Albuquerque, Osuna, west of Jefferson. And listen, we really hope that those listening at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, 93.5 FM in Portales, and Central New Mexico, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, and these mountains, that you will be there for the event. Go to calvarynm.church, and you'll find the information about the event and where to register. And we're going to take a quick break. Can you all stay with us?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit about a referendum that we are very familiar, you know, laws that were passed in 2023 here in New Mexico. The community made an effort via a referendum that our Secretary of State wasn't very pleased with, and those laws still stand on the books here in New Mexico, and how attending this event, you'll be able to better take on, you know, head on these issues that we've all been talking about for several years. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Frank Turek and Elisa Childers, Natasha Crane. Once again, thank you all for taking the time to help us kind of preview what's coming April 5th at Calvary Church Albuquerque, the Unshaken Conference.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so I mentioned going into the break some legislation that many of us weren't pleased with at all, didn't feel very represented at all in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. Elisa, I wanted to start with you. New Mexico, as you may be well aware, is a global destination for abortion. Our governor recently provided $10 million for a new abortion clinic in Las Cruces that seems to be strategically placed to draw those from Texas that are running into, you know, more difficulty there while seeking an abortion. You'll be speaking on exposing abortion. Maybe speak to those who need to be there for this part of the conference.
Right. This is an issue that I think a lot of Christians don't have a lot of clarity about right now, because what I think has happened is that post, you know, Roe v. Wade being overturned, a lot of Christians kind of let their guard down and thought, oh, this is so great. Now abortion, you'll even hear even pro-life people say abortion has been banned in these states. And in reality, what we've actually seen when we look at the data is that there has been an increase in abortions since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And in the states where abortion is quote unquote banned, it's only banned by, you know, you can't go to a clinic and get an abortion, like, for example, in the state of Tennessee. But you can go online and Google how to get an abortion in Tennessee. And what you will discover is that the abortion pills now are being shipped through the mail to all states. So there's not really any state in America where abortion is banned. And then, of course, there are other states where it's more overt, with money going to clinics and things like this. But we've actually seen an increase in abortion. So there is never been a time when Christians need to be more vigilant with their pro-life ethic and their advocacy, whether that be with the people in their own community, with the way that they vote and the way that they influence legislators and all of that sort of thing. Because we tend to get our eyes on these big things that might be happening in one state, but in reality, even in states where abortion is banned, these abortion pills are being prescribed, and not only do they kill the baby, but they're really harming the women who are taking them. So in many cases, I've spoken with women who have used these pills. This isn't just like the morning after pill where you barely notice anything has happened. Women are giving birth in their bathrooms. They're having to figure out what to do to dispose of the bodies. I mean, it is absolutely draconian what is happening in our country with the issue of abortion. And as I'll share in our talk about abortion, this is something that always marks a culture that is in rebellion against God, is what we do with our children. And I point to some archaeological discoveries from the Roman Empire where they'll find skeletal remains of newborn babies. And what the archaeologists have concluded is that this is how they can identify where there was a brothel. So whenever sex is made the religion of a particular culture, it's the babies who pay the price. And I think we're here. We put gloss on it in our country, and we make it sound like it's healthcare or it's reproductive, quote unquote, justice. And we're going to parse through all of that, why we've gone from calling it maybe pro-abortion to pro-choice to pro, reproductive rights. because the language is always being kind of co-opted and weaponized and turned into something that makes it sound like it's a good thing. We're going to parse through all of that and really give practical steps that each Christian can take to pray, to stand, to vote, as it would be beholden upon us as Christians to defend those who cannot speak for themselves. So that's an issue, as you can tell, I'm very passionate about. I'm excited to talk about it at Unshaken.
Yeah, and our friends here locally at CareNet Pregnancies of Albuquerque would remind us, we are pro-abundant life. I always want to take the opportunity when this topic comes up to encourage, if you're in an unplanned pregnancy, a crisis pregnancy, do yourself, your family, your baby, everyone a favor, and go get a free ultrasound available at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You know, as a former baseball player, I always say this, anytime I got a team player that bats over 800, I want them at bat. And for those not familiar with the stat, over 80% of women considering an abortion who go get an ultrasound change their mind about abortion. It's critical. And you'll find a loving staff, you know, whether it's pre or post abortion, that's ready to walk through this with you. CareNetABQ.com to get that information you need. Thank you guys for giving me this. Just a minute. I have to go. As you can tell, Lisa, I appreciate your passion for that.
Yeah.
Frank, in 2023, as I mentioned earlier, legislation in New Mexico, in 2023, the New Mexico legislators, they passed HB7, Reproductive and Gender Affirming Healthcare Act. It's a law that prohibits public bodies, including municipalities, from denying, restricting, or discriminating against individuals' rights to reproductive or gender affirming healthcare. You're going to be speaking to this topic, and, you know, it's critical that, you know, we as the Christ followers, that we, you know, if more of us would get out when we have an opportunity to speak to our representatives, we may not see laws like this passed, but they have been passed. You're going to be speaking to gender ideology. Speak to those considering attending the conference.
Well, we're told to love God and love our neighbor. We don't love our neighbor when we allow experiments to be done on children. And that's essentially what's happening, because there are kids who are below the age of consent that are being transitioned. They've been given hormone blockers, cross-sex hormones. They've actually undergone surgery. This is prior to even to the age of consent, and they're dealing with horrific side effects. You cannot change your biology. You can change your mind, but you can't change your biology. Yet we try and tell people they can change their biology, that they can go from man to woman or woman to man. That is just not true. It's false. It's demonstrably false. And you can ask some of the people that have tried to do this. They go through these horrific procedures. Do you know there is no protocol for doing a sex change operation? You know why? Because it's impossible to begin with. You can't do it. And yet people try, and they're dealing with these awful results. And it doesn't solve the suicide problem either. 10 years after people have this surgery, their suicide rate is 19 times higher than the general public. And we're out here saying there's nothing wrong with that? No. If we're going to love people, we don't want laws put in place that allow those very people to be mutilated and not treated properly for their condition.
And Natasha, the afternoon session at the conference coming up on April 5th is going to include you addressing attendees regarding exposing attacks on the family and the sexualization of children. So in that same 2023 session in Santa Fe, it gave us SB 397. It opens access to radical medical procedures like Frank is talking about on students in schools without permission from consenting adults. We've also encountered content in our school libraries that's not appropriate for students. Give us a taste of what you'll be covering and how important it is to be equipped with the information that you're going to be providing.
Well, we as Christians, we see laws passed like the ones that you're talking about, and, you know, it makes us kind of shudder and we realize that it's bad, but we sometimes can't articulate it. And I think that's a lot of what we're trying to do in those afternoon sessions is to help Christians articulate the problems from a biblical perspective, understand, like I said earlier, the nature of that darkness so that we can actually be a light in those areas and make it very practical so that you actually have some action steps. So for example, when I'm talking about the sexualization of children in one of those afternoon sessions, what we're going to be talking about is that when children are exposed at earlier and earlier ages today to the content that we've seen that we're concerned about, like the books in public libraries, for example, it's not only that activists want children to be exposed to this content earlier so that they'll become more and more accepting of different ideas in the world about gender and sexuality. It goes even deeper than that, that there is a subset of activists who actually want children to be able to participate in such activities. That's the radio version of it. And so what they want to do is they want to erase any kind of taboos around society in terms of age and what children should be able to participate in. And this really, it sounds shocking, but but a lot of times Christians hear things like this and go, you know, I know there are a lot of crazy people out there and this is horrible, but you know, this will never become a thing, like, because it's not this mainstream idea that's being accepted today. But what I want to show in that session is the history of this idea, that this goes back over 100 years, and we can look at the whole revolution of ideas that have taken place that have led us to this moment where now there is an active push to erase any kind of ideas around childhood innocence. And when we understand that, then we start to become more concerned about what we're seeing, because then we realize, wait a second, this isn't just like a handful of people that everyone is saying, hey, go away. This is actually a movement. This is something that is going forward in the same way that other ideas that are now already accepted have gone forward in the past. And so it's important that Christians understand where these ideas come from and how they're manifesting themselves in society so that we can understand, okay, that book in the public library that there's a concern about, it goes deeper than just the general themes in it. It goes deeper into a whole ideology. And so we'll be talking about that. And then briefly on the attacks on the family, that's a separate session. And I'll be talking about the fact that ultimately all these issues that we're discussing in the afternoon at the Unshaken Conference come back to being an attack on the family in one way or another. And not only that, but we have people who want to attack the very idea of the nuclear family as being an oppressive tool in society. So where does that idea come from? Again, we can go back over 100 years on that one to see how it's rooted in Marxism and how it manifests itself today, what Christians need to look out for and what we can do.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot of other topics covered at the Unshaken Conference, including understanding our cultural movement, persevering as salt and light in a hostile culture, preparing for the costs, responding to objections, exposing attacks on the family, exposing attacks on religious freedom, and as Frank mentioned earlier, a Q&A time. And actually, before we came on the air, part of our discussion got to we're talking about New Mexico, and it's dark here, spiritually dark. It's a beautiful state. But you can grow weary as a Christian. And first, you know, I want to tell you, and I tell most of my guests that come in when we're dealing with these topics, thank you so much. It's encouraging to know, we're not standing alone, that there's many of us who want to shine the truth. The T-shirt I keep telling, and my listeners have probably heard this one, you grow weary and just get to the place where you're, Jesus, just come, Jesus, come. And then on the back of the T-shirt, it says, but there's work to be done. Frank, I want to throw something real quick back to you as we put a bow on this. As we mentioned in our first segment, you served in our nation's military as a Navy aviator. And, you know, before you flew, and I don't know if you flew in combat sorties, but regardless, you practiced your craft there. So there was a muscle memory. So when you got into battle, practice makes permanent. Can you tie that into what people are going to experience by getting equipped?
Well, it's sort of like when Jesus goes before Satan, he already knows the scripture in order to correct Satan's misinterpretation of the scripture. But how did he know it? Well, he studied it. He grew in knowledge, just like it says in Luke 2:52, As a man, Jesus grew in knowledge. You know, he didn't know anything, everything as a human being when he was born, and neither do we, obviously. So we have to be trained in the truths of Scripture in order to use the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God in order to fend off and demolish arguments that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6 and also in 2 Corinthians 10. We demolish arguments and take every thought captive to Christ. It takes study. And just like an emergency procedure in a military aircraft, you got to do it so many times that when the emergency comes or the combat comes, you just almost do it automatically. You know it. And tragically, too many people today who are Christians don't know that their Bible. In fact, I submit to you that most Christians think the Bible is a collection of Chinese fortunes, that they can just open the Bible and point to a verse and say, I'm going to apply that to my life without knowing any context or what it's all about. We're here to say that's not the way the Bible was written. That's not the way it's intended. Once you do understand it, though, you can get some clear direction on how to live life, not just in church or not just at home, but out in society. We're here to be salt and light, and this Unshaken Conference will help us do that. It's April 5th here at Calvary Chapel in Albuquerque.
All right, and I routinely want to never cut off a guest that I don't want you to leave an interview and go, I wanted to, and Frank, I gave you that final word. I want to throw it back out to Elisa, Natasha, anything?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to get to talk about this, and we're real excited to come to Albuquerque on April 5th. It's one of my favorite churches with Skip Heitzig, and hopefully we'll just really be able to spend some time with my like-minded Christians, and if nothing else, encourage each other in this culture that we're living in.
Yeah. Natasha?
I was gonna make the same note about being encouraging. I know a lot of times I've seen that Christians don't want to address these things because they kind of say, man, this is dark. You know, exposing the darkness requires looking at the darkness. And a lot of times we feel like, man, it's just too much. But I want to say that, yes, we're going to talk about the darkness and that's going to be heavy, but we have to do that as Christians. We have to be able to diagnose what's going on in the culture so we can be light. And so we're going to talk about both ends of that, both diagnosing it, but also being the light and encouraging in that way and being very practical with things that you can do. So come and be equipped and encouraged. Both things are important.
All right. The Unshaken Conference at Calvary Church Albuquerque, Osuna, west of Jefferson. It's Saturday, April 5th, 8:30 to 5 o'clock. And we hope you'll be a part of it. Go to calvarynm.church and get registered today. We've been speaking with Dr. Frank Turek of crossexamined.org, Elisa Childers from elisachilders.com, that's A-L-I-S-A childers.com, and Natasha Crane, Natasha C-R-A-I-N.com. Thank you all so much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you, and hopefully you get your share of red and green chili while you're here.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.